I have two questions here. One, what exactly is commission programming? And number two, what's the difference? Why even say that? If we know what it is, we can have it whenever we want it. I don't understand the point of 1.4. It may or it may not arise out of... I mean, that's a tautology. Commission programming can take place anytime for any reason, wherever...
The answer is because in Pacifica, we have people that want to say, you cannot spend your money on programming that someone else develops.
So commission programming is approved whenever deemed necessary, or something like that.
Right.
I don't know if you heard Rob's point clearly. There are people who have the belief that all programming aired on Pacifica should originate in a Pacifica station. While I think our staff are, you know, very competent and quite varied, there may be something coming out of West Africa next year, and we don't have a station there.
Tareen, I understand that. My point was that this does not say we can have commission programming. It simply says...
Yes, it does.
It may arise. It may not.
How would you change the language then so we can get on with our job?
Okay. Commission programming may be contracted at the discretion of the network, the station.
The network what?
At the network or the station.
Outside programming may be commissioned whenever national or local management deems it necessary. What else can we say?
Sharna, was that your language?
It's fine with me.
Was that you? Yeah, that's
Steve.
Did you get it? Did you get that, Sharna?
Steve, can you repeat it, please?
Outside programming may be commissioned whenever national or local management may deem it necessary.
Okay.
Did you get that, Sharna?
It can be commissioned. Outside programming can be commissioned whenever management...
National or local management may deem it necessary.
Whenever national or local...
So this means we can decide we want a PRI program. A manager can decide that she wants a PRI program tomorrow and just pay for it.
It doesn't mean that. Management means the duly elected or appointed management of either national or local stations, always subject to override by whatever other authority.
Are you on a speaker? Because it sounds like you're shouting. So if you're on a speaker, maybe you can pick up.
I am. I'm sorry if I sounded so I'm shouting. I was, because I was far from the speaker. No, no one can simply decide to do something on his or her own unless he has the authority. Anything is subject to whatever managerial strictures are in place.
That doesn't talk about that.
The point of this is to say that we want to be able to put programming on the Pacifica airwaves that's produced by people other than our own staff that respond to the mission.
Well, we might want to include the term mission in there somewhere.
That's in general policy. We know we can't do anything. It doesn't, whether it's produced or not produced internally, we can't do anything that fights the mission.
Shouldn't and can't are two different things.
Serene, the whole problem about this is that we want to get the network involved in producing and promoting and funding programming that's exciting because it tells people what's going on in the world. Right now, the problem we have is that the only thing that our stations want to air is this, you know, the strip programs that they've had for 20 or 30 years.
But I really do think that this leaves a little bit too much latitude. That it should relate to gaps or supplement our own programs.
Okay, but how much text do we want to put in there? I mean,
we can never know what the gap or how can we say 60-40, 90-10? We never know.
Right.
Either we trust, we elect and appoint our own management on all levels and trust them, Well, we don't. And if we don't, we kick them out and appoint new ones or elect new ones. But to simply say that outside programming is allowed when we need it is almost an unnecessary thing, except this happens to be Pacifica. So
it's a very necessary thing because people in Pacifica will say you can't do that.
Could we add a phrase, something like the supplement?
I thought what was in there before was fine. I think what Steve says is fine, and I don't think we need to add to it. Either of them covers the subject. Can we vote on what Steve said? Or we can. Really,
you know what?
Sure enough, I mean,
can we do this? We can leave 1-4 exactly as it is. Leave the period, and then simply say, therefore, outside programming may be commissioned by management, lower or higher, whenever deemed advisable. And that's that. Now we have both of them in, and they support each other.
I don't think we need both.
I'm just trying to engineer a compromise.
Whenever national or local management deems it necessary, it's fine. It works.
I have a question.
Serene.
Does anyone have an interest in seeing language that says in consultation with their program councils or any language like that, or just leave it? I mean, I have mixed feelings.
No.
I don't want to unnecessarily restrict people, but I also don't want, you know, to leave the door wide open for anything that people think they want.
We're just saying there that we may go outside to get people to produce programming.
I got that. But it's basically saying that this one person, whoever that person may be, can go out and spend our money on something that they think is a good thing. And while I have respect for many people who make decisions within the network, I don't have faith in everyone who is in a decision-making position. So I just wonder if anyone shares my concern about giving someone sort of blanket authority to spend money without needing to discuss it with anybody else.
I do, but why do you say it's one person?
I don't think that's the dynamic.
Mr. Chair, may I say something? In Houston...
No, Teresa, you may not.
In Houston, we take the BBC News. We also take Garrison Keillor's Writer's Almanac. We also take This American Life, which are PRI programs. Some of it is sometimes controversial, but the income that's raised during pledge drives more than covers the cost of running these programs, and it's appropriate, and it serves a certain need in our station. And I don't know whether you can say that we should have suspicion of our GM or past GM
Somebody washing dishes. We seem to be getting a lot of noise.
Anyway, I think that we should accept 1.4 the way it is originally read. Commission programming may arise out of planned, emergent, or unforeseen programming needs.
Yeah, I prefer that to whenever it's deemed necessary. I think it's a little bit more focused and restrictive.
I mean, obviously you're not going to use it if it's not necessary. If you feel it's necessary and worthy, you're going to do it.
But this, I'm talking about the tense here. This simply is descriptive. A commission program. Storms may arise sometimes when the air moves in certain directions. We have to say outside programming is permitted when needed, and then make the rules and consult with one another to make it happen. That was the point of this, I understood, to show that it's allowed. How it happens is going to go through the processes that we always have at the station and the network.
We have a choice. We can either go with what's the original or Steve's plan. So do we want to vote on either of them, or doesn't matter to me?
I wish instead of calling it somebody's plan, we simply make it a positive statement. In other words, this statement is to give permission. Yes, we can have outside programming when the need arises. This does not say it. just simply says outside Kroenke may arrive.
I suggest that we go with Steve. It's more to the point. Outside programming can be commissioned whenever national or local management deems it necessary, and it's our job as governance to make sure that management...
Yes, please.
Okay, is there any objection to the proposal of Steve?
No.
Okay, so 1.4 passed without objection. How about
1.5? I'm sorry, I actually do have a point that I want to make. I was having trouble getting off here. Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
With regard to commission programming on a national basis, I do think there should be some consultation. I'm sorry, can you turn off that water? I do think there needs to be consultation with local staff. I'm assuming that PDs have their internal process in terms of consultation. I don't think we need to spell that out in this, but I do think that there should be consultation on a national level before we pay for programming. We've got thousands of unpaid staff around the network, and I don't think one person should be empowered to pay for national programming without some consultation.
One person? Who is this one person? It's never been anything in here that talks about one person. It's management, upper, higher, or lower, or groups of people. It's whatever our process is.
Okay, but there's nothing in the language that says who you're referring to. So it could mean more than one person, or it could mean one person. And on a national level, I have concerns about one person or two people being able to make that decision. No, I would like it to say after consultation with local program directors or coordinators, same as we did earlier.
Fine. That's still, if you really, that still gives that one person, if such it is, the power to say, hi, here's what I'm going to do. I hear any objections? Too bad. I'm going to do it anyway. And that's the end of it. So it doesn't have any teeth.
Well, we would hope that people don't have that high-handed attitude. Like, they may operate that way in their personal lives or their personal businesses, but that they would not be doing that on a national level within Pacifica. So I don't expect the worst of people, as you perhaps might. And I would like language that makes it clear that we expect...
You're overstepping the
boundaries. I'm speaking to the body. You're interrupting me. That's really not necessary. I didn't interrupt you. I would like language that says that before a national outlay of funds for commission programming, that there will be consultations with local programming staff, as we did in the earlier section.
Serene, can we just add...
Point of personal privilege here. Serene, you're very rude. You were talking directly to me, referring to me, and please do not then say you're talking about the committee in general.
Mr. Brown, I don't have nearly as much interest in you as you might think. I was speaking with regard to my concern. It is the same point that I raised about 15 minutes ago. I asked whether anyone else shared my concern about how many people might be able to make that decision.
Okay, listen. Let's just try and...
Can we break this off, please?
Can we add to these after consultation with program directors and or coordinators?
In consultation with rather than after?
This is Bonnie. I think that we are treading upon areas that really need to be organized and function through the stations themselves. I think we're starting to get way too specific here and determining what is and isn't our program director's purview. I could go with the language either way that we had it originally, but I am not comfortable with starting to really dictate specifics here.
Okay, I'd like to respond to Bonnie's concern at some point. I realize someone else is trying to say something.
Well, I'd like to say something. I realize that...
Let Serene speak first.
Okay.
My concern with regard to inclusion and consultation is not with regard to how PDs make a decision. I'm assuming that every station has its unique way of determining consensus or as close as they can get to consensus when they're making such decisions. Because obviously there's money going somewhere and thousands and hundreds of people are not getting money. There'll be some sensitivity. So I'm assuming that PDs know better than to make, you know, wild decisions. But I do think that on a national level, before we decide to spend limited national funds and commission national programming, that it is not too much to say to whoever is in that position, whether it's the program coordinators in place or whatever, please consult with the program directors at the stations that will, after all, be expected to carry this programming. And all stations are required to contribute to the central, the central cost that, in fact, fund these programs.
I agree with Serene.
I agree with that point as well that Serene made.
Teresa?
I don't think that we need at this time to go into detail about this issue. I think that we obviously our new coordinator is going to have to do some things that are pretty collaborative. I just don't have a feeling at this point that this person is going to be dictating the station what they have to take. So I don't think we need to add the phrase.
Ms. Brown, look, I certainly am in favor of as much consultation and collaboration as possible. But again, as Rob said, this is policy. We decide that all we have to do is say that it's permitted to have outside programming. Management then decides by what rules they will adopt such programming or pay for it, and who will decide when it's appropriate or when it isn't, and who they should consult with. That's not our job. It's not governance. That's management.
Can I say something?
Mm-hmm.
My concern is just that when you bring in the element of the national, because if I remember correctly, you're saying on local and national level or something like that. Because on the local level, we know that that's going to be autonomous somewhat, you know, with the local station saying this. But when you bring in the element of the national, not that it's saying it will happen, but you want to circumvent the risk that they can interpret it to mean, okay, well, this is national and this is what will be put on and what you will do, so to speak. It just helps to ensure that, you know, a collaborative working environment and that everybody has input, so something like that doesn't happen. And I don't see it really as getting into the how so much or anything like that, but I just think, I think when you involve the national like that, that is sort of important to say, you know, in collaboration with the other stations or something to that effect.
This is Sherna. My problems with the original document, one of several problems was that I felt that it implied too much centralization. The more we could build in, although we say it in the very opening, but the more we build in collaboration and consultation, the less problem there is in the eyes of many of us that we're moving once again to an increasingly centralized model. So I definitely would support the inclusion of that little phrase. Can we vote on both versions so we can move on?
Yeah, we have to take a vote, people.
Okay, one version simply reads, outside programming can be conditioned whenever national or local management deems it necessary. Another version adds the phrase, in consultation with program directors and coordinators.
So
I have no problem with the second. I would combine them both.
All right. I don't have a problem with the second one.
Okay.
Does anybody have a problem with the second one?
We're just going with the original language and adding in consultation.
No, instead of the original language, it's Steve's language, outside programming can be commissioned whenever national or local management deems it necessary in consultation with...
Well, the deems necessary, I think it's not quite necessary. I mean, I would assume they're not doing it if they don't deem it necessary.
Okay, so just went commissioned in consultation with...
Just because. Yes, in consultation with PDs and or PCs, program coordinators.
Okay. Can be commissioned in consultation. Okay. And this doesn't say local or national, because it really only national, because the local people aren't going to consult with other program directors and or coordinators, right?
Well, they can to be friendly, but, yeah.
Because other programming can be commissioned in consultation.
Of course.
National programming can be commissioned.
Yes.
Could you please read that last sentence again, please?
Okay.
When we adopt it.
It's only one sentence. Outside national partner. Outside national programming can be commissioned in consultation with program directors and or coordinators.
And then the second sentence?
There is no second. That's it. This is Steve's
okay.
Amended multiple times.
Okay. That sounds good. Is there any objections to that?
I'm sorry. I'm so sick right now. Could you just please just read it one more time.
Outside national programming.
So read the whole thing.
That's right. I am reading
it. Okay, so what is it again, please?
And it should actually say, we don't need outside. It should just say, national programming can be commissioned in consultation with program directors and or coordinators.
No. That's not. We're talking about outside programming. Internal programming.
Commissioned programming.
Also. Yeah, but we don't have a glossary, so I would rather hear it explained as outside programming.
National programming can be commissioned in consultation with team directors and or coordinators.
But I thought that was saying something a little, because it seemed like Steve had said something to the effect that it can be outside program can be commissioned locally and nationally. Something like that, and that we wanted to specify that if on the national level it's decided, then it should be in consultation with the local, with local people. So that seems to say something different to me.
No, because that's who the program directors and or coordinators are. And at the local level, who are they going to consult with?
I actually have I'm troubled by this. I do not think things get done properly unless you have station management involved in this. I don't think it should be specified just to program directors.
Why don't we just say station management?
Program directors are management. That would cover it.
Program directors and their coordinators or other station managers?
No, just say station management. Program directors are management.
I don't understand why we keep going through this every time we get to this language. It's the same language that we approved before. PDs, GMs, and development directors are the only management people at most stations. So we're discussing programming. We actually have a management person whom we charge with programming. These consultations must include that person. And that's all the language says by saying it must be done in consultation with the people whom we charge with doing programming.
Enough to me.
I'm sorry?
Because there's local
who was that?
It's not going to consult with local programming. Going to consult with. That's their decision within their budget, right?
I can't quite hear. Is this Sharna?
Applies to national programming because locally commissioned outside programming doesn't have to turn to anybody else. That's an internal decision based on their budget.
Right.
So this is simply outside national programming can be commissioned in consultation with program directors and or coordinators. is a minor one. We haven't even gotten to some of the most critical ones. And it's a quarter to eight.
It's
quarter to 11, yeah.
We've been at this for 2 hours and 40 minutes.
You know, the phone is really low.
No, that's just because most people are not talking.
No, I mean, Sarv's there. I can barely hear him saying.
Who is? Okay.
Sarv?
I have to leave in about 10 minutes. I have to get on the road. And I have to go home, and I have to get ready. I have to do all kind of things. Because I'll be leaving early tomorrow. So I'll be there for 10 minutes.
One of the most controversial things we are not going to get to, which is the issue of program evaluation and the use of research. This other stuff is like boilerplate.
Well, let's see. Let's just keep working on it, okay? Can we vote on this item that we just have been discussing?
Please.
Is there an objection?
Well, what are we talking about?
I don't know that we have language anymore.
Outside national programming may be commissioned in consultation with program directors or program and or program coordinators.
Right.
Or program directors / program coordinators, because I don't think we have both anywhere.
With local station management.
I agree. So
picky and specific, you know. Why not with the program directors and their assistants? And their assistants' assistants. I mean, when do you stop?
And their general managers.
I'm assuming that each station has a mechanism for how they communicate amongst themselves. And I you know, how program councils communicate with program coordinators or program directors or general managers. I'm sorry, could you try hard not to interrupt me?
Please don't be snotty. It's very late at night.
Who are you shouting at? Do you think you're on the phone with your children?
You're snotty. You are a child.
Chair?
You have a
would you please call Mr. Brown to order? He's completely out of control.
Is the chair with us?
The chair?
Rob Robinson.
Mr. Chair, while you were off the line, Mr. Brown sort of forgot where he was.
Yeah.
We have a member here who is screaming, calling names, and accusing me
of snottiness.
Excuse me, please. Mr. Brown.
An annoyance.
We don't have to like each other, but we can get through a call by being civil. Now, when I'm speaking, I would appreciate it if you would try to restrain yourself and not interrupt me. When you are speaking, I do not interrupt you. It's called good manners.
I've not seen that from you, Serene, but continue.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Can we get over this stuff? Yes,
okay.
Teresa.
This is not a matter of getting over it. He's out of control. He's out of line.
Okay, Mr. Chair, would you...
I don't think that's
you've
okay.
ever served on.
Mr. Chair.
You're grating.
Mr. Chair, you seem a little tired. Would you like me to chair for a little bit?
No, I would like us to continue on with the schedule of program that we have. We're
okay.
Item 1.4.
Yes, can Sherna read it one more time and then we'll vote?
Yes, please. Thank you.
Additional programming may be commissioned in consultation with program directors and or program coordinators.
Do we have any issues around that?
Yes, we have an objection.
Then all in favor?
I have an objection to it. I believe it should be in consultation with local stations. We should not get into the particular mechanism at the stations for deciding on how and why and with whom they commission programs.
I understand what you're saying. Is it necessary that we change the language to do that?
We've changed it four times.
May I say something?
In consultation with local stations.
That's sufficient.
Not management, not just in consultation with
okay.
local.
May arise out of plan.
I object to that language. I think that... I see.
Okay. We have a vote. All in favor of commission programming as expressed?
Which expression, though?
Outside national programming may be commissioned in consultation with local states.
I object. I'd like to speak to it.
Yeah, I understand.
I personally am going off this call in 10 minutes. I will say what I have, whoever. To me, this is like mindless, almost. That's not fair. Not mindless. This is not very heavy duty sections. The heavy duty sections are research and evaluation and research, and we are nowhere near there.
Right.
I don't know what you want to do here.
I want to continue on through.
I don't know how many of us are able to do that.
Right, point of information, you say continuing through, you mean completing the whole thing, because we're up to 1.4, and this goes up to
12.
This goes up to 12 points.
Well, one is the longest one, if that helps at all. One, I think, is the only one with subsection.
Well, it's nowhere near as controversial, probably.
May I say something?
Yes, Teresa.
I think it's fine the way it was before. I don't think we have to go into detail to try to control how someone approves this. I think it's perfectly factual to say, that sometimes we have commission programming. I would wish that Steve Brown would just say, okay, people can handle it. When they look at this policy, they'll find out what commission programming is. And I would wish that that anyone else that has a stake in this would realize that it's not. We have to be real careful that we not take our policy and start making procedure out of it or getting in too much depth. Let's just try to give management the benefit of the doubt that they will follow the spirit of this policy as expressed in other sections, that it will be collaborative or that we'll go. That will go to various stations for collaboration or consultation. So can we just go with the way it was originally?
This is Serene Majdi.
Sure, Serene, yes.
I expect that because program directors work in stations with, 100 or more producers with whom they're in contact all the time and other administrative staff, and the general manager and their local boards, that there will need to be, and that they too will value the opportunity to consult with people when making these kinds of decisions. However, and I don't know who the national coordinator will be, so this isn't at all personal, but with regard to national staff making decisions about commissioning programs on our common dime, I do want there to be consultation with the other people whom we charge with making programming decisions within the network. And I intend to vote against then any language that does not clearly spell out that for national commission programming or program being commissioned by national staff, that there must be consultation with the people whom we charge to handle programming locally, which are our program directors and program coordinators.
Okay, well,
may I
say
again that this is a matter of policy, not of management, and that you need not get specific. It's enough to say consultation with the station, which individually will decide who at the stations are the best people to decide this issue. I understand you have a personal stake in this, but it's not necessary to get specific.
I agree.
Mr. Chairman, point of personal privilege.
I think what we have to do is...
Sarv is trying to speak, but his phone is really low, so it may be hard for you to hear.
What?
Sarv is trying to say something, but the volume on his phone is problematic.
Sarv, where are you?
I'm still at work. I have to... I'll be leaving. I'm going to be on the road, and I'm getting home, and I have to go get ready to go tomorrow, and so I probably won't be on the call back again. And I thank you very much.
Have a safe flight.
Have a safe trip.
Have a very safe and pleasant trip.
Thank you, Sarv.
And welcome to New York.
Right, see you tomorrow. Welcome to the East Coast.
I have to get off the phone. I will send Teresa what I have so far.
Can we finish the vote on this before people leave?
Well, I think the issue is, do we want to continue this discussion tomorrow, or do we want to conclude our vote now?
Well,
I would prefer, if we can't agree on everything now, that we adjourn to discuss the remaining matters tomorrow.
I am unable to do that tomorrow. I don't know about other people.
Rob, I hate to say this, but it's practically impossible. It's going to be very, very difficult for me to
get on
a call.
Everybody's traveling.
In New York City.
May I say, and I understand and I appreciate it.
Lisa, thank you. What would you like to say?
Oh, thanks. I'm just saying I know everybody has worked really hard, and Rob, I appreciate the work that you and others have done and spent so much time to this, and I realize the importance of getting presenting a policy to the board and getting something passed. But I would say, especially considering the time constraints that tomorrow is going to be, people are going to be flying in. I mean, this is so important that, you know, we can't really rush through it, even though we're trying to, but we really can't. That I would there be anything wrong with just presenting before the board what we did agree with? And saying that we're still working on this, because I just think it's just that important.
Yeah, it won't work, Lisa. The problem is that we have there are two dynamics, Lisa, that you need to understand. One is that programmers do not want policy because they see that as a threat to their ability to continue programming forever. The second problem that we have is that we have not been able to engage management in a discussion about this.
I, as a point of personal privilege, I have to take exception to that blanket statement about programmers. Really, really.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. There may be some people who want no change because they think after 40 years they should be able to pass it on to their grandson, but there are plenty of us who want a way to make sure that new voices are included and that varied voices are heard.
You know what? They'll never come forward. They'll never come forward.
But Rob, I hear what you're saying, but I'm just talking about in terms of us as this
If you want to bury the ability of us to pass policy, go ahead and do that now, right now.
Can we decide how we're going to proceed and not get into this discussion?
Yeah, okay, fine.
Rob, I'm thinking that we're not ready to have this passed by the National Board by tomorrow, and I value the work that you've done, and I value what Cherna has done. And I actually value the work that has been done by KPFK and those other people who have weighed in on it. And I don't hold it against those people that haven't weighed in on it, because I don't really know their motivation, although I'd like to curse them and whatever, but it seems like the more people we involved in this process, the more complicated it gets. I don't think we're ready to present it, so I'd say we withdraw the other document that people started taking part in our last national board meeting. And continue to work on it on our next telephone conference, and hopefully it'll be ready at one of our PNB telephone conferences if we can get it passed.
I don't think that that's going to happen, Teresa, because there's not going to be anybody there to push it.
Can I make a suggestion?
Who? Yeah.
It's Serene. Well, the PNB, after this coming weekend, the PNB is meeting on the 30th. So while we've agreed to, so we're meeting on the 19th. If we could make this the only item, and in fact, if we can simply adjourn this meeting to the 19th rather than then ending this meeting and then needing to go through the whole agenda setting process, yada, yada, again, just on the 19th, we pick up where we are right now.
I would agree with that, and I would maybe even say, I mean, if we still see that on the, you know, the 19th, where this is just so important, that I personally would be willing to have two meetings if we needed to before the next PMD teleconference call.
That it would get passed at a teleconference call. That, I mean, it has taken us this long to get through it, that people would really read it in advance and pass it.
Let me just explain something to you. The staff of the national board is going to hire a network program coordinator that's going to have nothing to do with what we've discussed here. That person is going to be doing supervisory work for the executive director, and that person is going to be doing national programming, bringing it before the same group of people that do it now, the general managers. And if you think that that's going to create national programming, then that's wonderful. That's wonderful.
This is Bonnie. I actually have a little bit sunnier position on the network programming coordinator. You know, they're in the process now of getting applications in, and we don't really know that. What am I trying to say? I just think that it's the sort of job that is going to kind of grow as the person gets hired and we start really looking at what the priorities are. A few of the items on this policy, that in fact the way we will go about it, rather than mandating policy quite in this fashion, is that the network programming coordinator will go out, form relationships with the various people involved at each of the stations and in the national office, and will be researching programming that's out there, and will hopefully be able to coordinate bringing forward some things that can perhaps move from local to a national standing. I don't necessarily subscribe to your theory that if we don't, and further, I'm absolutely against trying to run through this policy until we really feel confident that we've built something that makes sense.
I'm going off the phone. I'm going to send to people page what I have so far. All we've done is gone through page one. I suggest that we try that everyone read it, send in suggestions. I am willing to produce a copy that has in different fonts the different alternatives, that we finish up on the 19th, and that we line up folks to vote for it at the PNB teleconference of June, whatever it is, 30th.
So I move that we adjourn this meeting until the 19th of, what are we in? The 19th of June at 8:30 p.m. Eastern.
So right now, and everybody, you know, one of the reasons it's taking so long is that everyone did not have a chance to go over it. We need all the discussion, but we need all alternative language in front of us so that we could have discussion and
this more productive. And I just realized something, and I'm so, and I'll bring up, but whatever people decide, we said the 19th of June is the next meeting, correct? Is that what we said, that date?
Yeah, right. It's Juneteenth.
So that's Juneteenth.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, this meeting is over.
Well, no, we need to agree on an adjournment. Otherwise, we get to go back to a whole new agenda and all that.
We set a schedule for our meeting.
Right, but Rob, here's the difference. If we close this meeting, it means that on the 19th we meet, we go through the whole process of approving an agenda and all of that before we can actually get back to where we are. If we adjourn now, we can simply pick up with 1.4 or 5 or wherever it is.
It doesn't make any difference, Serene.
It takes an hour to set an agenda in any specific meeting.
You've destroyed, you know, we're not going to have a programming policy. You've destroyed it. So what would you like to do?
Rob, that is incredibly unfair. Not to mention inaccurate and out of line.
What would you like to do?
Rob, this is...
You know, the attitude that if someone doesn't agree with you, that somehow is...
Well,
what exactly are you referring to in this charge, Rob? Because, you know, I think you're out of line.
I would agree that I think it's unfair to say that it got destroyed, because I don't...
I was not the one screaming and calling names on the phone, so how did I destroy it? Because I want language that is clear.
All right, enough. This is what I am sending out to everybody, and then I'm going offline. And we
Thank
have
you.
To start being civil.
Thank
oh,
you.
Thank you, Sharna.
This version that we were working on. Only page one was revised. Everyone, please review in advance of the next meeting and send in all and any questions for revisions in advance of the meeting. Period. Goodbye.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Sharna, send that to everyone, would you please?
I'm sending it to our programming committee at Yahoo list.
Thanks, Sharna.
Okay. Mr. Chair.
Yes.
As secretary.
Yes.
I have some challenges. You're telling me that our next meeting is June 19th, and I'm hearing some people say that's not a good date for them.
But we agreed that was the date for the next meeting.
Okay.
I haven't heard anybody say it wasn't a good date.
Well, I just heard Lisa Davis call it Juneteenth. Is there a problem with that? Because I don't want to have a problem getting quorum. Maybe we need to have a subcommittee.
We just adopted a meeting schedule, Teresa.
I understand.
Now, if we're going to change that, we have to change that formally.
We are, folks.
Thank you,
yes.
Sharna.
And I don't want to deal with the meeting schedule right now. Do you?
Let me ask you this, Rob. Would it be better if we meet as a subgroup to review this rather than the committee as a whole? Because we
to
might
review
have
to what?
To review this document, because if we're not careful, we won't have a quorum and we won't be able to get anything done.
Meet a subgroup, we have no authority.
That's
the
right.
Subgroup can't pass something that will get to the PNB by the 30th. And while I, too, would prefer to be somewhere else on the 19th, I was aware of the date when I pointed out that it was the third Wednesday, third Monday, whatever.
All right, so we are committed to meeting on the 19th?
Yes.
Okay.
There is a motion on the floor, however, to adjourn this meeting until the 19th rather than to simply end this meeting. With their new meeting starting on the 19th, and I would like that to be addressed.
I would second that.
All right. Serene Roberts moved to, what'd you say?
Adjourn
this meeting until the 19th at 8:30 Eastern.
Is there an objection to that? Is that Mr. Chair?
What?
Would you say this is passing without... Are you going to ask if there's any objections to that?
No, I'm really not.
Well, do you want to have some discussion? Or what is
no, it? Really, Teresa. I've worked a great deal, you know, and we're just wiping out everything that we spent 2 years
Mr. Chair,
to do.
I'm,
That's fine.
I'm, Mr. Chair, I'm ready to approve the document that you and Sharna
okay.
worked on.
That won't work.
I don't have a problem with it. I'm ready to approve it.
Can I just say something? I understand everybody's problem, but I don't think that it's fair to put those in those terms, Rob. I don't think it's fair to hear it. Like, I really don't.
Really,
don't? No, I don't think we're asking right now. I think that the meeting should be adjourned, and we just come back to it.
I don't think
that's
going to happen.
Rob, the fact that people have questions does not in any way repudiate your efforts everyone is really clear.
Excuse
that you've
me, Serene.
Hours
it doesn't
and hours
make it happen.
Time.
It doesn't make it happen.
Well, you know, it's better that people raise their questions and concerns before we have the policy than to try to get the policy changed after the fact.
No, I'm sorry. I think
okay.
this
well,
is about destroying. This is about destroying what people try to do, and that's great.
You know,
well, I think sometimes the your personal is vested and you can't quite see what's happening. But, you know, hey, you're entitled to your opinion.
Well, Rob, I think that I don't know how I can what we can salvage of this meeting. I mean, if I were to try to work through the problem, I just don't know how we can find common ground here to pass it, because people are bringing up different objections. I mean, unless we were committed to staying on this phone and continuing until it was ready to go. Do you want to try to do that, Rob?
I would object to that because a lot of people, I have to get off. I mean, I have to get up and I have to work.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's something that should be rushed through. I mean, we have people on the board who are different. Not everybody was here 2 years ago.
And God knows we should do anything about our programming.
That's not the point.
Sure it is, Serene.
Yeah, no, you're allowing your personal sense of frustration to trump everything else. The fact is that we have a committee. It's a newly reconstituted committee. There are people on this committee who've not had the time on the committee as others have not had a chance to read the policy. Right now, we're looking at language that was changed this morning. You know, after some people are already out the door to work for the day, and there are concerns. So we deal with the concerns. We get through it, and we get it to the board as agreed, you know, by the end of next month. And the job description for the person who's going to be hired will be amended as needed based on the policies that the PNB passes.
And
you know,
we
to personalize it beyond that is not productive.
And we were able to agree. We did agree on things. I mean, it may have taken long, but it wasn't like there was nothing that no one agreed on. We did agree on things. I mean, it might not have happened fast. But, I mean, we wanted to get through the whole thing, but there's going to be just natural things with it. It's not going to happen before it happens. And we just have to stay in there and stay the course and do it. But we have to, you know, understand that people have objections at different times. There might be things they didn't think about before that they think about. I don't think it should be personalized. I don't think people should be said that they're trying to destroy the policy.
I'm trying to find some common ground here. I sense the frustration, Rob, but I just don't think people have different concerns. And unfortunately, you and Sherna did a heck of a lot of work. Sherna must be devastated because she senses that you would like to get this passed tomorrow. So people are proposing something that they think that, well, you're pessimistic, very pessimistic about the National Board passing this at their next meeting. However, if this committee is committed to getting the job done and then each of us approaching our directors in our local areas and getting them on board before our next telephone conference, maybe there is a way that we can get it done if we have that kind of commitment. Lisa Davis, would you be committed to getting the four directors to say yes to this if we can meet on the 19th and iron it all out?
I am committed to getting I'm committed to getting people to look at it. I'm committed to getting everything I can do to get it eventually passed. You know, if people have certain issues that they object to, we have to hear it. But I am committed to this. You know, and I mean, I wish I could guarantee that people are going to say yes, but I can't guarantee that. But I can say that I'm committed to talking with them about it, to hearing it, if they have any objections or whatever like that, I'm committed to even going presenting
it. Would you be committed to getting them to look it over?
Oh yeah.
State their objections before our next meeting, so we can address that.
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry. Is the chair still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Are we adjourning? Are we closing this meeting? Where are we going?
It's destroyed. Let's stop it. Let's adjourn the meeting right now.
Yeah, let's adjourn it.
Okay.
So there's a motion still on the floor. I haven't heard a vote on it.
To adjourn
this meeting until the 19th. And to ask people to send their changes by the 11th. I mean, you know, so everyone has plenty of time to look at them before by the 19th.
Serene, I really don't care. I've done everything
okay.
I can.
Okay, well then.
We're adjourning the meeting, okay?
Well, then it's adjourned. Okay.
Thank you.
Good night, all.
Good Bonnie? Night. Hey, Bonnie?
Yeah.
Would you call me? Or I'll call you?
Sure. All right. Are we still online? Oh, wait, I've got your number here somewhere.
All right.
You know, I just might not be able to put my hand on the number, and if we're still online, I don't want you to give out your number.
Oh.
Can you just call me? And
yes, I will.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Bye. Bye, Rob.